When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Coffee Break German, Season 2, Lesson 8. Willkommen zurück bei Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht's super. Und dir, Marc?
Heute bin ich ein bisschen müde.
Ach so, hast du zu wenig geschlafen?
Ja, und ich habe zu viel gearbeitet.
Ach so, na klar.
Yeah, we've been practicing our perfect tenses here, because that's of course what we were doing the past couple of episodes. But I'm hoping that things are going well and that all our learners are also getting the opportunity to practice their perfect tenses too.
Genau, aber heute lernen wir etwas Neues, denn wir haben sehr viel über perfekt gesprochen.
Okay, let's see if I can work this out. You've said that we are learning something new today. And repeat the last part.
Denn wir haben sehr viel über perfekt gesprochen.
That like saying because we've already spoken lots about the perfect tense.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay, I look forward to our new topic for today. Will we get started?
Ja.
Ich bin bereit, ja.
Ich bin auch bereit.
Also los geht's. Okay, shall we start with a little bit of review from the past couple of episodes?
Gute Idee.
Also.
So, I have a few sentences that okay. I would like you to translate for me.
Okay, I'll do my best. And of course, we'll leave some time for our listeners to try to work out the sentences themselves.
Genau. So, wir sind gestern nach Berlin geflogen und bleiben für 4 Tage hier.
Can we hear that again?
Wir sind gestern nach Berlin geflogen und bleiben für 4 Tage hier.
Okay, I am trying to work out what's going on here because you said here at the end. So is it right that the person who's speaking is in Berlin?
Genau.
Okay, so you said wir sind gestern nach Berlin geflogen. Okay, so that's coming from fliegen
genau.
to fly. So yesterday, gestern, we flew to Berlin.
Genau.
And then the next part was?
Und bleiben für 4 Tage hier.
And we are staying for 4 days here.
Genau.
Can we say bleiben without the für? Could we say, und wir bleiben 4 Tage hier?
Ja.
Okay, so we don't need the für. I think I'm always thinking about that for because it's tricky to translate in other languages, particularly in French and Spanish, I'm thinking. But here, we don't need to worry about the für. Is für or without?
Ja, genau.
Okay, so we flew to Berlin yesterday and we're staying for 4 days here.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay.
Unser Hotel ist sehr schön.
One more time.
Unser Hotel ist sehr schön.
Okay, that's not too difficult. Our hotel is very beautiful.
Super.
Okay.
Wir haben ein schönes Zimmer mit Frühstück gebucht.
Nochmal bitte?
Wir haben ein schönes Zimmer mit Frühstück gebucht.
So we have booked a beautiful room with breakfast, or we booked a beautiful room with breakfast.
Genau, sehr gut.
So wir haben, and then the thing that you booked comes first, and then the past participle, yeah?
Genau.
Okay, that's Partizip 2.
Richtig, sehr gut.
Okay, wir haben ein schönes Zimmer, because it's a das Word, ein schönes Zimmer mit Frühstück gebucht.
Super, sehr gut.
Okay, next one.
Es ist ein teures Zimmer, denn es ist sehr luxuriös und hat ein bequemes Bett und ein großes Bad.
Oh, that's quite long. Let's hear that one again.
Es ist ein teures Zimmer, denn es ist sehr luxuriös und hat ein bequemes Bett und ein großes Bad.
Okay, I'm not 100% sure about all of this, but it's an expensive room, I think.
Genau.
And then I think you said den is sehr
luxuriös.
Luxuriös. Okay, so I'm guessing it's very luxurious.
Klar. Und hat ein bequemes Bett und ein großes Bad.
And it has a comfortable bed and a big bath.
Ja, super.
Big bath as opposed to a big bathroom? Or?
It could be a bathroom, but it could also be a bathtub.
Bathtub. Okay. This, the word that you joined the two parts of the sentence with there, den.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like then?
Nein, it's like because or as.
Ah, okay. So it is an expensive room as it is very luxurious and it has a comfortable bed and a big bath.
Exactly. You're justifying or explaining why the room is expensive.
With the word den.
Yes.
How do we spell that?
D-E-N-N.
Den. Okay. Is this similar to a word that I think I remember from earlier lessons, weil? Is weil not like because?
I'm really glad you're asking, Mark. Yes, they can fulfill the same function, which is giving reason for something.
Okay.
However, the good news about den is that we don't have to complicate the structure of the sentence.
With the word order, yes. Of course, because there's something that happens with weil. Does the verb go to the end or something,
yes,
like that?
Yes, and we're going to look at this in the future, but okay. Not just today.
So we can avoid that complication by using den.
Exactly. It's a wonderful word.
Excellent. Could we have some more examples?
Yes, of course. Ich habe großen Hunger, denn ich habe heute noch nichts gegessen.
Can I see that one more time?
Ich habe großen Hunger, denn ich habe heute noch nichts gegessen.
Okay, so I think you're saying that you are very hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You have big hunger.
Mm-hmm, genau.
Because, then, or for, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat the last part of the sentence?
Ich habe heute noch nichts gegessen.
So I have today yet nothing eaten.
Yeah.
I've not eaten anything yet today.
Genau.
Okay, so ich habe großen Hunger, denn ich habe heute noch nichts gegessen.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
So your den there is coming after the first part of the sentence,
mm-hmm.
and it's giving the explanation for the first part of the sentence.
Yeah.
And we don't need to worry any way about word order there in the second
no,
part.
No, as you can see, ich habe heute noch nichts gegessen is a sentence structure that we know.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the main clause, or in German, Hauptsatz.
Hauptsatz, okay, yeah. The main clause. So does that sort of exist on its own? Is that basically the idea of a main clause? It exists on its own. It doesn't need anything else.
Exactly. If we say a main clause, everyone gets the idea.
Okay.
What we want to say.
So, ich habe heute noch nichts gegessen. That just exists on its
yes.
own.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Because I think when we come to talk about weil, that's maybe going to change, am I
exactly.
guessing? Right. Okay. So, let's not worry too much about that.
No,
just
no.
Now.
Let's leave this for another time.
Ich habe großen Hunger. That also exists on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Ich habe großen Hunger. And then you said, denn ich habe heute noch nichts gegessen.
Yes, and we can look at denn as if it was just combining the two sentences and the two ideas okay. without changing anything about them.
And just in case our listeners are getting a little confused about the gegessen going to the end, that's only going to the end because of the, what did we call it last time? The
Verbklammer.
Yeah. So ich habe heute noch nichts gegessen. Ich habe gegessen, I have eaten, or mm-hmm. I ate, but ich habe heute noch nichts gegessen. That's just, it would be that way anyway.
Yes, I can maybe make a sentence in the present tense that makes this very clear.
Okay.
Ich esse eine Banane.
Ja.
Denn ich habe Hunger.
Okay, so I am eating a banana because I have hunger, because
genau.
I'm hungry. Okay, that makes sense. Ich esse eine Banane.
Yes.
Denn ich habe Hunger.
Yes.
Okay, but then the example that you gave us previously, ich habe großen Hunger, denn ich habe heute noch nichts gegessen.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
Okay, we're going to take a closer look at den after the break and look at some further examples. That in just a moment.
Du lernst Deutsch, natürlich. Aber vielleicht willst du auch eine andere Sprache lernen. Did you know that you can also learn French, Spanish, Italian and Chinese with Coffee Break? Or if you'd like a quick espresso shot of another language, you can try one of our 26 one-minute language courses from Arabic to Zulu. For all your language learning needs, go to coffeebreaklanguages.com.
Okay, Andrea, I was thinking during the break there, why are we studying German? Well, we are studying German because we want to go to Austria, for example. So can I try this?
Ja, natürlich.
I'm not going to use studieren because I'm not studying at a university.
Genau.
I could say, ich lerne Deutsch, denn ich fahre nach Österreich.
Sehr, sehr gut. Bravo.
Okay, so denn ich fahre nach Österreich. That exists on its own. Ich fahre nach Österreich. I'm going to Austria. And ich not studiere, but ich lerne Deutsch exists on its own as
genau.
well.
Genau.
Okay, so we can combine these two sentences with a denn.
Sehr gut, super, ja.
Okay.
Important is one thing though. If I asked you why you are learning German, so warum lernst du Deutsch? Your answer can't be, denn ich fahre nach Österreich. We don't use denn at the beginning of a sentence.
Okay.
It doesn't sound right.
So if you ask me, warum lernst du Deutsch? I could say, ich lerne Deutsch, denn ich fahre nach Österreich, ja?
Ja.
But I can't just start the sentence with denn.
Genau.
Okay, I'm guessing potentially that's where we would use the other word.
Exactly.
Okay. That's for next lesson. We'll
next lesson, yes.
We'll not worry about that just now. Okay, so we can't start it with den, but we can repeat the whole sentence. Let's try another example of that.
Yeah. Let's go back to our previous sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Warum hast du großen Hunger?
Ah, okay. Well, I know why I'm very hungry, because I've not eaten anything today
genau.
yet, okay? So I would have to answer. I couldn't just say, denn ich habe heute noch nichts gegessen. I would have to say, ich habe großen Hunger, denn ich habe noch nichts gegessen.
Genau, or, sehr gut. Denn ich habe heute noch nichts gegessen.
I forgot my heute. Okay, denn ich habe heute noch nichts gegessen.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay, I think it's time to put this into some further practice with some translations, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see what you've got for us today.
So we first go from German into English, and
okay.
I'll start with the first sentence. Ich möchte einen heißen Tee mit frischer Milch, denn ich hatte einen langen Tag.
Let's hear that one more time.
Ich möchte einen heißen Tee mit frischer Milch, denn ich hatte einen langen Tag.
Okay, we'll give our listeners some time to think about. Okay, so I think what is happening here, obviously you're ordering some drinks. You've said, ich möchte einen heißen Tee. I would like a hot tea.
Genau.
And then I think you said, with fresh milk.
Natürlich.
Mit, what was it?
Mit frischer Milch.
Okay, and then you gave the reason.
Denn ich hatte einen langen Tag.
Okay. I'm going to guess, because I'm not quite sure about this verb, is it because I had a long day or I've had a long day?
Yeah, sehr gut, super.
So if it's because I've had a long day, why wouldn't we say, using a perfect tense there?
Ah, it wouldn't be wrong. I could say, denn ich habe einen langen Tag gehabt. Grammatically speaking, that's okay. But in reality, haben and sein, we don't use in the perfect. We consider it a little bit baby language.
Okay. So, and this is another tense then. We're looking at a different tense.
So with haben und sein, we use the imperfect.
Okay. I'm assuming we'll be going through this in greater detail at a later point in Coffee Break German.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll not worry too much about it. But ich hatte sounds like I had anyway. So
genau,
it's
genau. Okay.
So I would like a hot tea with fresh milk, for I have had a long day.
Super, sehr gut.
Okay, let's move on.
Marianne hat ein teures Geschenk gekauft, denn ihr Sohn wird heute 10.
Noch einmal bitte?
Marianne hat ein teures Geschenk gekauft, denn ihr Sohn wird heute 10.
Okay, so I think we're talking about a gift here, a present.
Yeah.
Marianne has bought an expensive present, or Marianne bought in the sort of simple past. She bought an expensive present because her son turns 10 today.
Genau, sehr gut.
That's a tricky use of, is it werden?
Werden. Shall we conjugate this quickly?
Warum nicht?
Also, ich werde.
Ich werde.
Du wirst.
Du wirst.
Er, sie, es wird.
Er, sie, es wird.
Wir werden.
Wir werden.
Ihr werdet.
Ihr werdet.
Sie werden.
Sie werden. Okay. And it kind of means to become.
Yes.
Okay, because we can also ask, for example, wie wird das Wetter?
Genau, sehr gut.
What is the weather becoming?
Yeah, genau.
Kind of idea. Okay, so when someone is about to turn 10, then we can say they're becoming 10.
Genau.
Ihr Sohn wird heute 10.
Super.
Okay, so Marianne has bought an expensive present because her son is turning 10 today.
Genau.
Let's try number 3.
Philipp spricht sehr gut Französisch. Denn er ist letztes Jahr für 3 Monate nach Frankreich gereist.
Oh, this is tricky. Okay, let's hear it one more time.
Philipp spricht sehr gut Französisch, denn er ist letztes Jahr für 3 Monate nach Frankreich gereist.
Okay, I kind of know what this means, but I would never have been able to say it myself, basically. Philipp speaks very good French. Philipp spricht sehr gut Französisch. That bit's straightforward enough. Then the next part, can you say that again?
Denn er ist letztes Jahr für 3 Monate nach Frankreich gereist.
Okay. Now, it threw me a little because it's a sein verb, isn't it?
Genau.
There was movement involved.
Yeah. Reisen, to travel. Yep. Obviously, we go from one destination to the other. So we have a change of location and we use the verb sein as an auxiliary.
So he speaks very good French because he, last year, for 3 months to France, traveled.
Yeah, genau, sehr gut, super.
So he went to France for 3 months last year.
Genau.
Let's just think about this again. Er ist, and then you put the time in.
Letztes Jahr.
And then the
duration.
The duration, yeah.
Für 3 Monate.
And then the location, place. The place.
Nach Frankreich.
And then we finish off our verb bracket with the past participle, gereist. Okay, let's go on to number 4.
Paul kauft oft beim Discounter ein, denn alles ist dort sehr billig.
What's the word in there? Discounter?
Yeah, der Discounter, it's a cheaper version of a supermarket.
Okay, like a discount supermarket,
yes.
Something like that. Okay, let's hear the whole sentence again.
Paul kauft oft beim Discounter ein, denn alles ist dort sehr billig.
Okay, let's think about this one. Paul, I think we've got einkaufen here, but it's separated. So he often buys at the discount store.
He shops.
Shops. Okay, so he often shops at the discount store because everything is very cheap there.
Genau, sehr gut.
Denn alles ist dort sehr billig.
Ja, genau. Paul liebt ein Schnäppchen.
He likes a little schnapps.
No, a bargain.
A bargain.
A bargain. Ein Schnäppchen.
Ein Schnäppchen.
Yes.
Okay, I have never heard that word. Paul liebt ein Schnäppchen.
Ein Schnäppchen.
Schnäpp with an umlaut.
Ja, ein Schnäppchen.
Schnäppchen. Okay, Paul liebt ein Schnäppchen. Ich liebe auch ein Schnäppchen, denn ich bin schottisch.
Sehr gut, ja, ich bin Schotte.
Schotte, oh,
ja, ich bin
right.
Schotte.
Ich bin Schotte. And I should have got that right because we did that back in lesson one. Okay, I'll try it again. Ich liebe auch ein Schnäppchen, denn ich bin Schotte.
Sehr gut.
Und wir wissen, dass die Schotten geizig sind.
Geizig.
Geizig, geizig.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to say about the Scottish people.
I know. I'm obviously joking. I'm not seeing this seriously, but we did learn, I think way back in Coffee Break German season one, the word geizig, meaning stingy or a little bit thrifty, shall we say?
Yes. We could say ein Schnäppchenjäger, a bargain hunter.
A bargain hunter.
Die Schotten sind Schnäppchenjäger.
That's maybe nicer than saying die Schotten sind geizig.
I agree.
Okay, but it's a good way to practice and enlarge our vocabulary nonetheless. And just thinking about that Jäger, that would be the hunter. Like, is the verb to hunt is?
Jagen.
Jagen. And we would come across Jäger in recipes.
Yes, ein Jägerschnitzel.
Jägerschnitzel, that's where I've heard it. So a hunter's schnitzel, basically.
Genau.
Okay, we've got a couple of sentences. We've just got time for two sentences going from English into German because time is marching on and we need to do some translations, of course, from English into German.
Good. Hans gets up very early as he leaves the house at 7 o'clock.
Okay, so we're going from English this time into German and using denn. Hans gets up very early as he leaves the house at 7 o'clock. Okay, let's try this. I'm struggling with a bit of this. Hans steht sehr früh auf.
Ja.
Denn er to leave the house.
Verlässt.
Okay, so that's verlassen.
Ja.
I think we might need to conjugate this one. But denn er verlässt das Haus. No, denn er verlässt 7 Uhr das Haus.
Sehr, sehr gut.
Okay, Hans steht sehr früh auf, denn er verlässt 7 Uhr das Haus.
Super.
Can we just run through verlassen?
Klar. Ich verlasse, du verlässt, er, sie, es verlässt, wir verlassen, ihr verlasst, sie verlassen.
Okay. In the du and the sie and er forms,
have an umlaut.
An umlaut, that's
yes.
What I was going to ask.
It's where we have this vowel change for du and er, sie, es.
So that's V-E-R-L-E umlaut, S-S-T.
Genau.
Er, sie, es verlässt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Hans steht sehr früh auf, denn er verlässt 7 Uhr das Haus.
Super, sehr gut.
Okay, let's do one more.
Okay. Petra often plays tennis as she lives next to the tennis club.
Okay, so again, we're using den here. Petra often plays tennis as she lives next to the tennis club. Okay, let's try this. Petra spielt tennis oft. No, that doesn't sound right.
No, we put the adverb in the middle.
In the middle. Okay, so Petra spielt oft tennis, denn sie wohnt, I think this is neben.
Genau.
And I seem to remember that neben must take a different case.
Yes, it takes a dative.
Okay. I'm going to guess on the tennis club bit, and I'm not going to change that at all.
It's der tennis club.
Okay.
So it's masculine.
So sie wohnt neben dem
sehr,
tennis
sehr
club.
Gut. Super.
So yeah. The whole thing, Petra spielt oft Tennis, denn sie wohnt neben dem tennis club.
Super, sehr gut gemacht.
I have one question, Andrea, about this den before we finish this lesson, and that is, when we're writing it, is this one of these situations when we need a comma in German?
Yes, because we have two clauses.
Okay.
And we need a comma in the middle.
So, for example, taking that one, Petra often plays tennis. Petra spielt oft Tennis, comma,
mm-hmm.
denn sie wohnt neben dem Tennisclub, ja?
Ja, neben dem Tennisclub.
Tennisclub, okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. We might as well make it a little bit German. Okay, that's where we're going to leave this lesson. Okay, now, as usual, there is lots more to Coffee Break German. You can access our bonus versions. That would include the video version of the lesson, where you can see all the words and phrases on the screen. You can access, of course, our lesson notes with further explanations and more examples, and the bonus audio materials, which will help you practice what you've learned with some further translation questions. You can find out all about that at coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
Let's see what we can think of as a little challenge for you this time. Why don't you tell us what you like to do at the weekend and give reason using den? Remember the comma after your first clause. You can do this by posting a comment on the website for this lesson or head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman.
And of course, you can also find us on Instagram. That's Coffee Break German over on Instagram. And on Twitter, we are Learn German on Twitter. That's it for this episode of Coffee Break German. We will, of course, be back again soon with the next episode. But until then, vielen Dank und auf Wiedersehen.
Bis dann.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.